The one thing missing from the ideas to rescue the global economy is consensus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, European leaders are thinking big about a way to solve the debt crisis, but can they agree on a plan? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 93 points, about 0.9% at 10,865. The NASDAQ up 0.25%, and the S&P 500 up 0.8%. The Senate is expected to vote today on a spending bill to keep the government running through mid-November. But so far, Democrats and Republicans cannot agree on the terms of that bill. And if they can't agree in the next few days, the government could start shutting down as soon as this weekend. Now let's get to Europe as leaders scramble to make sure Greece can get its next round of bailout funding before it runs out of cash. The focus this morning is on the big picture. A plan appears to be emerging, a multi-trillion dollar grand plan to save the euro. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London.
The plan has emerged from several off-the-record briefings. It has three elements. First, Greece would be allowed to default on some of its debt. Second, the Eurozone bailout fund would be enlarged to around $3 trillion. And then some of this money would be used to ward off speculators and to strengthen European banks. But the plan is not a done deal. There's still a lot of argument about the issues. And the Europeans have given themselves 6 weeks to hammer out the details. That's a problem, says Neil McKinnon of VTB Capital Group.
Any delay leaves open the possibility of fresh volatility, fresh market crises, an increase in the odds of global economic recession.
This week, four countries in the Eurozone, including Germany, have their parliaments vote on a previous rescue package. If any of them vote no, the euro debt crisis will surely escalate. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
All right, let's get reaction now from our regular Monday guest, Julia Coronado. She is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live this morning from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Julia, this plan is emerging. I know it's still sort of in the rumor phase at this point, but is it making you feel any better about the European debt crisis?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a lot of credible elements to the plan, and each of the elements addresses some of the key concerns. But the big question, of course, is the ability, the political wherewithal to get such a plan passed. And that's been the question all along. Do European policymakers have the ability to get these kinds of plans through their own countries?
Well, I mean, we've heard plan after plan, it seems like. As an economist looking at this, do you have a plan? Is there something that you think would just solve this if only they could pass it?
Well, again, there's lots of great ideas, and this plan that's been put forward has a lot of very good ideas. We've done debt restructurings in the past. We've done bank recapitalizations in the past. So we have the toolbox. It's just a matter of what the market is really looking for is signs that European countries are willing to come together at this point.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the phrase come together, because there's a situation going on where you are in Washington where we've got the possibility of a government shutdown by the end of this week if the two sides can't agree on a short-term spending bill. How big of a concern is that for economists like yourself?
Well, you know, these things we used to take for granted, that surely they'll get these things done before the deadlines. But given the debt ceiling debacle earlier in the summer, investors are really a lot more skittish about these political risks and these political events. So, unfortunately, I think politicians are playing with fire, and they really haven't quite realized that yet.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's my pleasure.
And one more note this morning, gold has seen its biggest three-day fall in 28 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. and by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Thousands of workers will celebrate at Boeing's huge factory outside Seattle today as the company delivers its first 787 Dreamliner to Japan's biggest airline. The 787 is 3 years behind schedule, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, Boeing will have to sell a lot of these planes to break even.
Boeing's new Dreamliner was 8 years in the making, but it is a marvel of engineering, says aerospace analyst Wolfgang Demisch.
The airplane is the pioneer in aircraft technology. It is lighter and more efficient than anything currently available.
But all those advances in composite materials and aeronautics came at a price. Analysts estimate Boeing spent as much as $20 billion, several times what was predicted. Orders have been rolling in, more than 800 so far, but aerospace consultant Scott Hamilton says Boeing probably needs to sell 1,200 just to cover costs.
They'll get there. Of course, it takes a long time to deliver 1,200 airplanes, so you won't see actual profit on the airplane for the better part of a decade.
Boeing faces another challenge. It'll ultimately have to produce about 10 of these incredibly complicated airplanes every month just to keep the Dreamliner profitable. Right now, Boeing's cranking out just two a month. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, to China, where inflation is actually significant. And now, a vending machine has come to the rescue. According to state media, a gold vending machine has been installed in a main Beijing shopping district. You put in some cash, you get gold coins or even gold bars. The gold bars, by the way, are not to be confused with the 100 grand bars being offered one vending machine over. Those bars continue to include chocolate, caramel, and a Rice Krispie Crunch. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Dynamic pricing. The practice is expanding now more than ever, and it applies to everything from DVD players to airline tickets.
You can see drops of $100, $200 over the course of a couple of days.
I'm Bob Moon. So when's it best to buy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.